Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Sefer Ki Ata Imadi quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, who says that Hashem runs our world down here the same way that He runs His heavenly kingdom. And therefore, the rabbi asked the following question. In our world, if a person sends a letter to a government agency with a request for help, the agency will always send a response. Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no, but there will always be a reply letter that will say something like, "We received your request, and we are happy to inform you that we are going to comply," or "We have received your request, and we regret to inform you that we can't help you." Either way, there's always a reply. If that's so, then how come when we make a request of Hashem, we don't get a reply? We don't get notification that Hashem received our request and is answering either positively or negatively. And the rabbi continued and said, the reason is because we obviously don't need notification. Hashem receives every single request and answers every single one of them positively. This is the reality. Prayer works. The Midrash Tanhuma says in Parashat Vayera, Amar lehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Hashem tells us, be very careful when it comes to your prayers, because there is nothing better than tefillah. It is greater than all of the korbanot combined. And even if you are not worthy of being helped, just because you prayed and begged for help, I will do kindness with you. Tefillah is a guarantee, to the point where Chazal have taught us, if a person prayed for something and didn't yet receive what he was asking for, he should go back and pray again. And if he prayed for 10 years and still didn't see what he was asking for, the rabbis don't say, go do something else, but rather pray again, because prayer works. If that's the case, then we ask, how come we pray sometimes for refuah shelema, but the sickness still persists? We pray for parnasah, but we're still struggling. We pray for children and shidduchim, but things aren't changing. The answer is still the same and will never change. Hashem answers every prayer positively. Our request was received. He heard every word. He saw every tear. And the prayer accomplished wonders. If it is not the absolute best for us to receive exactly what we asked for, then Hashem applies the prayer in a way that is best for us. The rabbi gave a mashal of a boy whose father promised to get him the exact bicycle that he wanted when his son asked him for it because of a certain accomplishment that he had. The father brought home a slightly different bicycle, and the boy was heartbroken. He said, "Dad, you told me you're going to get the exact one that I asked you for. What is this?" The father replied, "I found out there was a recall on the bicycle you wanted. It's very dangerous to ride. So I got you this one, which is very similar, and it's much safer. It actually costs more money, but for you it's worth it." The young boy will probably still be upset when he hears those words. But there is no question, the father delivered the request in the best possible way. Hashem answers every one of our requests the best possible way. If we have to spend another day without salvation, it's because Hashem knows there is nothing better for us than that. The prayer may have brought salvation closer. The prayer may have taken away some of the pain of the challenge we're facing, but it definitely accomplished something, something that Hashem knew was best for us. And if we can have this trust and continue praying when we don't see the answers we were hoping for, our prayers become infinitely greater. And that emunah we have in Hashem, that He is listening and He is helping, is so precious to Him. When we don't complain or become angry, but rather trust Hashem and continue serving Him, it is so powerful. Prayer works. Hashem loves hearing from us, and He uses every prayer the best possible way. Have a great day.